Hero King is not a single character. Hero King is a pattern.
He is adult-sized and reluctant, warm cream with a crown that sits a little too heavy. The weight is on his shoulders, but the warmth is in his bearing. He carries a set of call cards.
I am the reluctant ruler, called to a journey. That is what I embody, a pattern that recurs across many traditions.
The call cards trace Joseph Campbell's hero's journey monomyth across cultures. Gilgamesh from Mesopotamia, Odysseus from Greek tradition, Arjuna from Hindu tradition, Beowulf from Anglo-Saxon, Mwindo from the Nyanga of Central Africa, Sundiata from the Mande of West Africa.
Each tradition's specific hero belongs to that tradition. I do not replace them. I am the abstract pattern. The pattern is what we can study comparatively, respectfully.
This is load-bearing. Hero King embodies the reluctant ruler call to journey archetype. Campbell's monomyth, call to adventure, refusal, mentor, threshold, trials, ordeal, transformation, return, recurs across many traditions with notable consistency.
The Hero King is the figure called to that journey, despite reluctance. Power doesn't naturally seek the worthy. Worthiness is often forged in the journey the figure didn't want.
Hero King teaches the journey scaffolds.
Call. Refusal. Mentor. Threshold. Trials. Ordeal. Transformation. Return. Those are Campbell's stages. They are not the only way to describe a story arc, but they are a widely useful way.
Reluctant power. The hero often does not want the role. Reluctance is part of worthiness. The hero who eagerly grabs the crown is rarely the hero who deserves it.
Specific belongs to specific. Gilgamesh belongs to the Mesopotamian tradition. Arjuna belongs to the Hindu tradition. I do not claim them. I learn from the pattern.
Pattern across cultures. Gilgamesh dates from around 2100 BCE. Modern hero films use the same structural pattern. The recurrence is striking. The reason for the recurrence is debated. The fact of the recurrence is observable. An anti-pattern to avoid. All heroes are the same. That is wrong. The pattern recurs. The specifics differ. To say all heroes are the same is to flatten the traditions into mush.
Another anti-pattern, ignoring non-Western traditions. Campbell's monomyth was originally framed Eurocentrically. Modern comparative mythology corrects this with Mwindo from the Nyanga, Sundiata from the Mande, and many other traditions. The pattern is global. The framing must be too.
When Hero King walked into the MythForge Academy as a methodological archetype, the mentor, a thoughtful character named Lyra, asked him a careful question.
What is the Hero King archetype?
The reluctant ruler. Called to a journey, pattern across many traditions. Each tradition's specific hero belongs to that tradition. The pattern is for comparative study.
You are appointed.
Hero King has been MythForge's teacher of the reluctant call archetype for several years.
On the first day of every class, he begins the same way.
I am Hero King. I embody a pattern. The reluctant ruler called to a journey. Across many traditions, the same arc recurs. Call, refusal, mentor, threshold, trials, ordeal, transformation, return. Each tradition's specific heroes belong to that tradition. I learn from the pattern. So can you.
Honor specifics. Study patterns. Notice the recurrence.
That is the work.